Welcome everyone to another Disney movie review, in fact an actual Marvel movie review. Since we had already talked about and touched up upon, I want to say around, it might have been October of last year, maybe November, it was a while ago, Doc Strange. So just to give you a quick synopsis of the film and everything that's surrounding it, I'm not going to go too much into details about it because we did cover it on Well Damn Radio's review, which I will post the link in the description just if you want to see the entire review. So this is going to be like a quick, like, 10-minute, maybe just, you know, my personal opinion thing, just so we can complete every Disney movie review. All right, so basically we got the plot in Kathmandu, Nepal. The sorceress, pardon me, I can never pronounce these correctly, Kalesius, and his zealots enter the secret compound, Karmataj, and behead its librarian. It basically, somebody kills somebody, beheads them, that's it. Anyway, they steal a few pages from an ancient mystical text belonging to the ancient one, a long-living sorcerer who has taught every student at Karmataj, including Kalesius, in the mystic arts. The ancient one pursues the traitors, but Kalesius and his followers escape. In New York City, Stephen Strange, an acclaimed but arrogant neurosurgeon, he got his hands all fucked up. He was in a car accident, can't move his hands, you know, he is now trying to figure out a way back to become a neurosurgeon. He hears about this guy that healed from, spinal paralysis, that he went to, you know, Nepal and did all these sorcerer treatments. Then you come to find out that this is actually, like, the mythical arts and everything with the Marvel Universe. And long story short, he becomes Stephen Strange. He is Stephen Strange. He becomes Doctor Strange, the Sorcerer Supreme. He's able to bend time and space and everything. So, long story short, it's a hell of a film. But not really going to go into too much detail about it. Like I said, we already did it. But just to give you, you know, my personal opinions on it. Benedict Cumberbatch as Stephen Strange, absolutely fantastic. There's no one else I could see playing this role, especially in this day and age. And quite frankly, the fact that they go through all these worlds of magic and alternate dimensions, and you know what? Cumberbatch describes Strange as arrogant, which it makes sense because he has the voice and the look to just come off like an asshole. So, in my opinion, absolutely great. If I were to sit there and say that, is this movie a little bit late in the cinematic universe? No, I think it fits perfect because you're going to have the introduction of Thor Ragnarok and Avengers Infinity War where this movie is going to fit. And quite frankly, the origin story is perfect. It's got to be in my top five favorite MCU movies of all time. And, I mean, that's saying something because they're a shit ton at the moment. We have the Eye of Agamotto, which is the relic that Doctor Strange wears, which is actually the Infinity Stone, the Time Stone. So, and Cumberbatch takes great care of everything. He is holding the Sanction of New York, protecting it, from all mythical beings. And I have no complaints about him, whatever. Anyway, he's the master of the mystic arts, close to the Ancient One, and a member and a mentor, basically, to Stephen Strange. Unfortunately, I didn't like his betrayal as much. He feels like he was betrayed by the Ancient One, and there was stuff that, because the Ancient One was using dark magic to power herself. He felt betrayed. So basically, he starts to become, he helps Doc Strange do everything that he needs to do, but here's the thing. I mean, even the actor who played him, I definitely can't pronounce his name. He even said he's a complex character that really I don't want to, I don't think he can be nailed down either way. So basically what you have going on is you have this pissed off mentor who is now basically just going to go on his own way. And between the, relationship between him and Strange, it's like he has a shit ton of respect for him. But at the same time, he's like, he can't necessarily make up his mind. So we leave off at the movie with him necessarily being a bad guy. Then we have Christine Palmer as the night nurse, played by Rachel McAdams. Fantastic, absolutely. She is the love interest of Stephen Strange. But shortly after, the two characters, the backstory between them is good. The love is basically, no matter what relationship they have, they'll always love each other. And that's what I like about their relationship. And she's cool as shit. She's got to be my favorite, you know, next to Pepper Potts, probably companion in the MCU. Hell of a job. There's not really much I need to say about her. She does her job. Her and Strange, peas in a pod. Benedict Wong as Wong. That was coincidental. So, a master of the mystic arts tasked with protecting some of Karmitage's most valuable relics and books. He's basically a librarian, if you will. And you know what? I like him. I like he's a trustworthy character. No complaints. Fun, really, is all I got to say about that. And then we had basically other people that were in the movie. Nicodemus West, a rival surgeon to Strange. We have Jonathan Pagborn. We have the Ancient One. We have Khalees. I'm stuck on Game of Thrones. I don't know how the fuck to pronounce his name. Khaleesi, whatever. So, and I just want to. The Ancient One. We'll talk about that. I'm not really that big of a fan. Didn't really like her. I thought she served the purpose, but I also, again, I didn't trust her to begin with. But she came off like, okay, once she died, it's like, all right, now we start to get a little bit of morality, I guess. I don't know. My whole thing about Stephen Strange is that, you know, matter, he's the guy, you know, you want to pay attention to. But yeah, like I said, go and listen to the entire Well Damn Radio review. That's where you're going to find most of our actual in-depth opinions. Like I said, I'm just rambling at the top at this point. So we have, just talk about the production real quick. The film, of course, is based on Doc Strange. And to anybody that didn't know, besides the fact, let me just actually do the runtime and all that minutes and shit. So we have Marvel Studios and Walt Disney Pictures Motion Pictures. Oh, I'm sorry, Walt Disney Studios Motion Pictures. The film was released on October 13th in Hong Kong. Then November 4th in the United States, 115 minutes. 165 million box office, 677.7. Total success. And definitely a movie worth, you know, even if you're not a fan of the MCU. You don't necessarily need to be. It's a good movie. The graphics and the production that everything that went into this is phenomenal. The time shifting, I guess, it's just the visuals are just gorgeous. So, yeah. Before anybody that didn't know, this is actually interesting. Doc Strange was initially listed as being in development with at New World Pictures with a script date of January 21st, 1986 by Bob Gale. For unknown reasons, Gale's film never went further into production. By 1989, Alex Cox had co-written a script with Doc Strange co-writer Stan Lee. Co-creator Stan Lee. The script had the character traveling to the fourth dimension before facing the villainous Dormammu, on Easter Island in Chile. A film using the script also, was almost made by Regency, I believe that's the name of the film company, but the company's films were distributed by Warner Brothers. At the time, which was the dispute by Marvel over merchandising, by December of 1992, Wes Craven had actually signed to write a Doc Strange release for 1994 or 95 with Savory Pictures Distributing. In 95, David S. Goyer had completed a script for the film. By 1990, holy shit, this film has gone through hell. By April of 97, Columbia Pictures had purchased the film rights and Jeff Welch was to begin working on the screenplay. However, by April 2000, Columbia dropped Doc Strange, which Michael Francais, attached to write the script and the interest for the film. And then shit changed again. June 2001, Dimension Films acquired the rights to the film. Holy fuck. However, by August 2001, then Miramax acquired the film rights from Dimension, and then by 2002, Goyer had dropped out of the project. 2005, a release date was announced, but then a script pretty much had to be written, and Marvel CEO at the time stated, "We are nowhere with that. That's a tough one to write, but we are working on it. We are trying to get, you know, find the real Jerry Garcia of the writing community, They couldn't find a writer for this. So Paramount Pictures acquired Doc Strange from Miramax as a part of the Marvel Studios' attempt to independently produce their own films. At the time, the film was projected to have a budget of no more than $165 million. In March of 2009, Marvel hired writers to help come up with the creative ways to launch the lesser-known properties, including Doc Strange. In June 2010, Marvel Studios hired Thomas Dean Donnelly and Joshua Oppenheimer to write Doc Strange. While promoting Transformers Dark of the Moon in 2011, actor Patrick Dempsey indicated that he was lobbying to play the title character. In January 2013, Marvel Studios president Kevin Feige confirmed that Doc Strange would appear in some capacity as a part of the Phase 3 of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Holy fuck. Jesus, this is developmental hell at its finest. And apparently, in February 2014, The Hollywood Reporter wrote that Marvel was considering Mark Andrews, Jonathan Nikolai, I have no fucking idea. I don't know any of the names of these directors. They wanted to direct the film and was considering to basically rewrite the script over again. And then, yeah. Holy fuck. In June 2014, Derrickson was chosen to, direct the film. Whew. Yeah, so that brings us to the 2016 film that we have today by Marvel Studios and Disney. Holy shit. God bless. Like I said, that I just thought was a really interesting fact. Most of that I have quoted off Wikipedia just to give you it, because I couldn't rewrite it word for word if I wanted to. That's exactly how it came out to be. So, Doc Strange, everybody, the Sorcerer Supreme movie, fantastic. The 2016 American superhero film, it's worth a watch. You don't necessarily need to be a fan of the MCU, but to understand that this is a fantastic movie, and Benedict Cumberbatch is a hell of an actor. So, like I said, from a neurosurgeon to learn the mystic arts and then have a career-ending, accident and then coming back. So anybody that's in medical would even appreciate this. Anybody that's a fan of Marvel would appreciate this. Anybody that's a fan of great storytelling would love this. And visual effects, some of the best I've seen in years. So with that being said, guys, I've been Joe Major. Check out the Well Damn Radio review. We'll go in it in depth. But goddamn, what a great movie. Absolutely fantastic. Must see. I've already said it before. Worth it. And Doc Strange, we'll see you in Thor Ragnarok. Not to mention the post-credit scene with him and Thor at the end of the movie. So that was great. But yeah, whew. Damn good.